Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear five passages, A through E. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 11 through number 20. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
A. Non-compete contracts. Today, employees in a wide variety of professions are required to sign contracts in which they agree not to engage in competition with their former companies for a specific period of time after leaving their jobs. However, research has revealed that these legal agreements, known as non-compete contracts, can significantly suppress wages. This is because employees who might otherwise seek employment at firms where they could earn more feel they must stay in their current positions because of the contracts. Many firms argue that non-compete contracts give companies an incentive to provide enhanced training to workers. They allow the companies to be confident that their employees will not reveal confidential information to rivals in the future. However, some critics point out that various alternatives to non-compete contracts that would be less harmful to labor markets already exist. Most non-compete contracts are extremely broad. Therefore, replacing them with specific restrictions on the sharing of highly confidential information could be just as effective. This solution would be better for employees, though, because it would not entirely prohibit them from seeking employment with competitors or opening up their own firms. Such a change would encourage healthy competition while still protecting the rights of employers.
Questions. Number 11. What has research shown about non-compete contracts? Number 12. What do some critics suggest? B. E. K. Janaki Amal. In the early 20th century, a young Indian named E. K. Janaki Amal took a rare step for a woman at that time and chose to attend college. After graduating in botany, she won a scholarship to a U.S. university, where she specialized in the genetic composition of plants and hybrids between different species. Once back in India, Amal, along with other scientists, worked on creating sugarcane hybrids that had higher sucrose content and could be produced domestically. The project's success helped India reduce its reliance on imports from Indonesia for this important crop. One historian, however, believes that Amal was not given due credit for her significant contributions. Later in Amal's career, the Indian Prime Minister requested her expertise as part of efforts to boost India's agricultural industry. She tasked herself with surveying India's botanical diversity and improving scientists' knowledge of genetic studies. During this time, however, she was frustrated by the prejudice she faced from some male colleagues. She also became increasingly concerned about deforestation, as wide tracts of land were converted to the production of grains and other cereal crops. For the remainder of her life, she turned the spotlight on the plight of native flora, and fearing the consequences of their loss, lobbied for their protection.
Questions. Number 13. What does one historian suggest about E.K. Janaki Amal? Number 14. Why did Amal change the focus of her attention later in life?
C. Regenerative design. Throughout the past few decades, circular design has become a central concept within the creative sector. This philosophy is based on the elimination of waste and polluting processes in the creation of everything from buildings and furniture to clothing and artworks. In response to the urgency of climate change, however, designers have recently been embracing a concept that goes a step further. Rather than aiming to simply minimize environmental disturbances, this philosophy called regenerative design aims to actively contribute to ecosystem health and promote positive interactions between people and the natural environment. A key feature of regenerative design is that it can be implemented on both a large and a small scale. A building that captures rainwater and directs it into a depleted river is an example of regenerative design, as are the individual units that form its building blocks. These could include, for instance, cross-laminated timber panels, a wood product used in construction that captures and stores CO2. Some scholars note that joint efforts between designers and networks of stakeholders, including experts in ecology and community building, are essential for broadly implementing regenerative design. They also suggest that incorporating assessments of the financial value of natural environments into economic systems will be crucial for obtaining funding for regenerative design projects.
Questions. Number 15. What is implied about circular design? Number 16. What do some scholars say with regard to regenerative design?
D. All in jest. In medieval England, people known as jesters were hired by kings and queens to entertain their guests. Because of the way they have been portrayed in books and movies, people often think of jesters as clowns, but they actually had a varied role that required intelligence and diplomacy. As well as being entertainers, they usually had a political function. They were allowed to speak freely in royal courts, and they were relied on to use their wit to diffuse tension during difficult negotiations. It was also acceptable for them to criticize their masters, and their opinions were often taken seriously. Loyal jesters could be highly rewarded for their service. They generally received much higher pay than the average working person at the time, and some were even given land. However, the life of a jester was also risky. They were commonly asked to carry messages to opposing leaders, and they were not always treated well when those messages were unfavorable. They were also at the mercy of their masters. Jesters could easily upset the kings or queens they served by going too far with their criticism, which might result in them losing their positions or even their lives.
Questions. Number 17. What is one thing the speaker says about jesters? Number 18. What is true according to the speaker?
E. The Space Force. Created in 2019, the Space Force is the newest branch of the American military. One significant factor behind its creation was a serious potential vulnerability in America's defense capabilities. With its sophisticated weapons systems, high level of combat readiness, and tremendous budget, America's military might far surpasses that of any other nation. However, So reliant is it on satellites for communication, surveillance, and weapons system control that analysts fear that attacks on them have the potential to substantially diminish the capabilities of other branches of the armed services. It was felt that only a specialized military branch could adequately meet the demands of the current situation in space. While the United States is developing space weapons, it insists that the Space Force's primary roles are observation and the prevention of conflict. However, critics express concern about what is known as the security dilemma. According to this theory, states that attempt to enhance their military capabilities for defensive purposes risk intimidating other nations. Therefore, American attempts to gain dominance in space could provoke an arms race there. According to some, the Space Force's existence puts at risk the concept of space as a zone reserved for collaborative exploration and scientific research.
Questions. Number 19. What is one thing that the creators of the Space Force were worried about? Number 20. What is one thing that we learn about the security dilemma?